Penguin Random House Audio presents The End of Innocence by Allegra Jordan. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn, with an afterword read by the author. Prologue. The Menon Road.
Ypres, Belgium.
Tuesday, December 1st, 1914.
Burial did not come easy for the dead of Ypres.
The broken men lay where they fell, their bodies strewn in the fields of southern Belgium. In Wytschaat and Hollebeke, Gayluvelt and Polygon Wood, Messines and Menon, the German soldiers interred the dead they could drag behind their firing lines during the waning days of battle. But in late November, after a massive month-long assault gave no rational hope of victory, commanders ordered the recovery of the dead to stop. Moving live men into no man's land was suicide. Rescue and burial, out of the question. Instead, nature absolved the field of its bitter crop in one sloppy storm. Rain soaked the ground and churned a viscous mud. The mud dislodged sandbagged walls, snapped telegraph wires, sucked off boots, and swallowed the bodies mired in the sodden terrain. As the rain turned to snow, the north wind scattered it across the graveyard, creating a new, uneven field. It was an imperfect burial. During the early dawn hours of December 1st, a young German Signal Corps soldier stood at the corner of two adjoining trenches. His short blonde hair was uncovered. His helmet, the heavy and ornate cover of the Uhlan.